Welcome to the QU podcast on the QU Media Podcast Network, the podcast by and for students at Quincy University. I'm your host, Emma Stieferman, and with me today is Katie Flynn and Tristan Graham. How was everyone's spring break, Katie?
My spring break was really good. You know, I didn't have much to do, so just getting to relax and go home for a little bit was really nice just to spend time with my family.
Tristan, how was your spring break?
Good. Thanks for asking, Emma. Yeah, it was good. I went to South Dakota, actually. It was pretty cold. It was raining a bunch, too. But I went, my older brother was wrestling for the Division II National Championship, and his team won back-to-back national championships this year. So I was rooting for our boys at Quincy, too, Sabian. But I was also rocking my Carney's stuff as well.
Well, that's awesome. I was here at QU. Didn't go anywhere. We traveled to Upper Iowa for softball and got two W's. So let's go.
Ooh. Nice.
Let's kind of roll back the tapes a little bit, talk about our previous stories, maybe from the week before we left for spring break. Tristan, go ahead.
Our stories for the last week?
Yeah.
Yeah. So my story was on the war in Iran, and I interviewed a few students at Quincy and kind of just got everyone's opinion, which was really interesting, having multiple different students and getting their opinions on everything and seeing how everyone feels about it back here and as young adults, how they feel about it, kind of get that vibe from them.
Well, that's awesome. How was that? How was your process of like interviewing students here at QU with that?
Yeah, so I knew a couple people. The two people that I did interview, I knew them personally, and I kind of knew a background of their beliefs, which was interesting because they both didn't seem like they weren't on the same side politically. It was interesting because they both had similar things to say, and which was refreshing actually, just to hear people that, you know, usually don't agree actually agree on something, no matter what it is, right? And so that was interesting, and I just went to, because not everybody our age pays attention to those kind of things. A lot of people try and stay away from it, but at the same time, there are a lot of people that are heavily invested into it. And so I wanted to ask people that were semi-knowledgeable about the situation and the circumstances that are going on over there. And I just really wanted to get their opinion and their thoughts on the situation.
Awesome. Thank you for explaining. I'll roll back my tapes just a little bit more from before the week before we left for spring break, to one of my favorite stories that I've written and just more of a fun vibe. I wrote about how granny hobbies are coming back. The older hobbies such as knitting, crocheting, watercolor painting, planting gardens, fun hobbies like that are coming back, especially here on campus. I've seen tons of them done by teammates, people on different teams. A lot of these hobbies are just more relaxing for people. So it's great to see those coming back and less phones around.
That is sweet. Could you make me a sock? Or like a, what's a stocking?
A stocking.
A scarf. Yeah, that's not cold anymore.
A scarf. I made myself a scarf actually over winter break. So
my favorite color is blue.
It's pretty easy. It took me about 3 days, I would say. Katie, do you have a favorite story you've written?
Yeah, I'll touch on the granny stories really quick. Mm-hmm. I feel like for me, I don't know if it's really granny necessarily, but I've definitely gotten into reading more. And so I feel like that's just a good way to like get off your phone and like open a book, maybe sit outside now that the weather's a little bit nicer. So I'm definitely into the granny hobbies.
Yes, I love this weather that we're having here. Finally, hopefully no more snow.
Yes.
I do not like the snow.
For sure.
Let's go into some March Madness. Katie, what's your bracket looking like?
Well, who do we want to start with? Do we want to start with the men's or the women's?
Let's go ahead and start with the men's.
All right. So for the men's, I'm going to be honest. Not a lot of people have this team picked. But I have Purdue winning it all. So I think they looked good in the Big Ten tournament. I don't know if they can win the whole thing, but I don't know. I'm in a league, and right now I'm in third place. So I think I'm doing all right with my picks.
Yeah. Tristan, what's your bracket looking like?
Do you want to know the whole bracket or just who's winning? Because there's a science to this.
Okay. Explain your science then.
Okay. So I got in the Eastern region, we got Duke over St. John's, which is going to, I think, actually be one of the toughest games coming up because with St. John's, you have a legendary coach and you have a legendary program in Duke. But I think Duke comes out on top. And then I have Michigan State falling to UConn. And UConn has won two national championships in the past few years. And then after that, we go down south into the southern bracket, but we got Iowa, Nebraska. Now this is, this is going to be crazy because Iowa, Nebraska, that's, you know, a little bit of a border war there. And both the teams are underdogs. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to go with Nebraska here. Mm-hmm. I know some people are going to be hating on that, but
too,
I'm going with Nebraska. Just, I don't know. And I know we're in Illinois for the next pick, but Houston is winning because it's actually in Houston, actually, too. So it's actually a home game for them. So I have Houston over Illinois. Then I have Arizona beating Arkansas, which I think that'll be a good game as well. And then I have, you know, I love my Longhorns. They're cool and all, but Purdue's coming on top. And then I have Michigan over Alabama. And then I have Tennessee losing to Iowa State. Then this is where it gets serious, the Elite Eight. The Elite Eight, I have UConn beating Duke. I have Houston over Nebraska. I have Arizona over Purdue. And this is a little bit of an upset. Everyone's got Michigan picked, except for against Katie. But everyone's hot on Michigan on the internet. But I'm taking Iowa State. And then from there, I'm taking UConn over Houston and then I'll have Iowa State over Arizona. Yeah. And then I have Iowa State winning it all. Sleeper
wow.
pick.
Wow.
Yep. Sleeper pick.
Okay. Even hotter take.
Yep.
Interesting. Okay. Do you have a reason why you love Iowa State so much?
I don't love Iowa State. Like, I grew up Kansas basketball fan, you know, Big 12 rivals back in the day with the Big 8 conference. But like, KU wasn't good this year, so I don't know what to say. So I know Nora's happy. She's Miss Mizzou. But it's okay. We got more national championships. But I just seen the way that they've been performing all season. I think they're 24-1 against non-conference opponents. The Big 12, I don't care what nobody says, the hardest conference. You look at Houston, Kansas. You have what was the other one I was just talking about? Arizona. You have all these schools in there that are pretty legit. So I'm rolling with Iowa State. And I'm not even a fan of Iowa State, but they got it.
Interesting.
Thank you for explaining your science.
Yeah, there's a science.
Yeah, I totally understand. My bracket, pretty basic. I really haven't watched too much of the March Madness. Sorry to out myself. After Mizzou got out, I'm also a Mizzou fan, so yeah. Pretty disappointed on that front, but, you know, nothing anyone couldn't see coming. You know, I feel like I have Duke winning the whole thing, but I would love to see St. John's make a run just because of the underdog story and legendary coach. Like, I think that would be awesome. Let's move into the woman's bracket. Tristan, why don't you start us off?
Oh, did Nora want to go for her?
What about Katie? Oh, did you do the men's?
Yeah, I just said
her. The men's.
Okay. I can talk about mine. I only said who I had.
She
with.
Has the real science for the women's. The women's, I just picked UConn. I'm not going to lie. I got UConn, South Carolina in the championship, and UConn's taking home the dub. But Katie, she's a professional, so she's got this
yeah,
one. This
I
is
mean,
all her.
I wouldn't call myself a professional, but
semi-professional. Sorry.
I do play college basketball, so I do feel like I have an insight on what makes a team good.
For sure.
So I'm not going to lie, Tristan, your picks are good. I mean, you just, you did pick the one seeds to win. But, you know, that I will say, I feel like for women's, the seedings end up being more realistic than the men's. Mm-hmm. I feel like there's a lot more upsets in the men's than there is in the women's. And I don't really know the reasoning behind that, but I do see that.
I do too. I would totally agree. In the past years, that's how it's been.
For sure. I have UConn winning the whole thing, of course. just because I'm a huge UConn fan for women. I always have been. And I feel like they've gotten far the past, 5 years, and they just haven't gotten it yet. Mm-hmm. And I feel like this is the year to do it for them. I mean, I feel like Vanderbilt's good. They've got Player of the Year on their team. She's amazing. But I don't think they've got the team to do it.
I was going to say, because Iowa State had a really good player, yes, and they just lost.
And yeah, they've got 7 girls in the transfer portal.
I just saw that also.
That's also interesting. One of their best players, actually, is in the transfer portal. So I feel like that the team, I do think team dynamic plays a big role into how far you make it in the tournament, too, because it's such a long season. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're having to play for 9-10 months at a time. And so you're spending so much time with the coaches, your teammates. And it's just, basketball is a mental game too. So sure, if you aren't happy in the situation you're in, it's going to be hard to win, especially when it comes down to crucial moments like March Madness.
I feel like culture plays a role in that as well, with for UConn sure having just a strong culture and mm-hmm having that standard so high. That's mm-hmm why they perform well. And with the transfer portal and stuff like that, I feel like those teams really come out on top.
Yeah, for sure. So I have UConn in the championship. Okay, I will say I have Texas. And a lot of people have said that they think Texas might be able to get it to be South Carolina. There's one perfect bracket left in the women's side, wow, by a 14-year-old boy. And he has Texas winning the whole thing. Really? So, I would say it's looking pretty promising for him right now. Now, I don't think they can beat UConn, but maybe this 14-year-old does more than we do. I'm not sure.
Do you know if UConn's played Texas this year?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
I couldn't tell either you with 100% certainty, but whoever is in the championship, it's going to be a tough game because I mm-hmm think whoever makes it there is going to be evenly matched. I think UConn hasn't really had a challenge yet, so it'll be interesting to see how they perform against a good team like South Carolina or Texas, whoever makes it.
For sure.
But it'll be interesting. I'm definitely looking forward to it.
Awesome. Tristan, do you have a pick for this?
Yeah, UConn.
UConn, okay.
Yeah, I got UConn.
I would say UConn also. You know, some of these teams have gotten so close in the past years. LSU actually has gotten it in the past several years over some good teams. I always like watching South Carolina play. Their coach she's right to it. Oh, she, Staley, yeah. She's a good one to watch, but I have UConn winning the whole thing. Well, we did something fun this week and we made our own March Madness bracket out of food. Nora, let's hear your takes first.
Okay, where's my sheet? All right, so this was fun because I do have to admit, I have to start with saying there are a couple on here that I've never tried.
Okay.
So that, that kind of played into it. I've never tried, which one is it? Popeyes, never been to a Popeyes. Oh, maybe that's the only one. Yeah, I think, I've never tried a Popeyes, so
we
all
do
the
have
rest
to say there was an honorable mention of In-N-Out, but we did know some people haven't tried it.
Right, In-N-Out, and then
Jack in the Box
was
honorable mention as well, which should have been the bracket, but the guy who made it messed it up.
Yeah, we got two West Coast people over here who have a different. Have you ever had Habit?
Habit
burgers?
So. Uh-uh.
Better than In-N-Out.
Really?
Yeah. Hmm. All right, West Coast, though. West Coast represent. Okay, so how far down do you want? So do you want me to – I'll start with the winner?
You just go with it through every single one. Yeah.
Every single one? Okay. I'll kind of try to do this a little bit quickly. But between Chick-fil-A and Papa John's, I got Papa John's.
Which, hold on, that's a 1-16 seed. Which I will let everyone know. That is
that's crazy. I just – like I've had Chick-fil-A maybe twice. It's just a chicken strip and some ketchup with mayonnaise mixed in. I don't know. Something's in the sauce.
Heaven.
Do you want to say the ones and then we'll go around and say what we picked so it might go a little quicker and then we can explain why we picked it, maybe?
Sweet, yeah.
So each bracket, each pair,
yeah,
we'll just do that. Okay. Between Chick-fil-A and Papa John's, I picked Papa John's.
Tristan?
Chick-fil-A.
I also had Chick-fil-A.
I also had Chick-fil-A.
People. All right. Qdoba or Culver's? Culver's.
Culver's for sure.
It really depends on the day, honestly, but I'm going to go Qdoba.
I'm a Qdoba also.
All right. Jimmy John's and Panda. Panda Express. Jimmy John's.
This one was hard. I really wanted to pick Jimmy John's, but I love me some Panda Express. And they got really good macros. So high protein, high calorie. It's good when you're trying to get fat.
With all that sauce on it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I do like their, what is their, they have a cashew something. Something with cashews in it.
I don't know.
I don't know. It's been a while.
I am Jimmy John's number one fan and customer here in Quincy, Illinois. So, of course, I pick Jimmy John's.
I'm also going to have to go with Jimmy John's on this one. I love the bread.
Yes. Yeah, it, but you know what I don't like is if when you get it, and sometimes the very end is kind of hard, yeah. You're like, you know what? That should have been off the shelf. Why did you give me yesterday's bread?
Yeah. And then your last bite's bad.
Exactly. It's like crunchy.
If your last bite's bad, it just leaves a sour taste in your mouth and you're like, ugh.
Pick it up, Jimmy John's.
Yeah.
All right. Domino's or Five Guys?
Hmm.
Five Guys.
Five Guys for sure.
I'm going Domino's only because I can't eat Five Guys because they cook in peanut oil and I am allergic.
Bummer.
I'm going to go with Five Guys also just because I'm not a big pizza lover.
All right. Cane's or Arby's? This one was, to me, Cane's is a lot like Chick-fil-A, right? A little bit. Chicken strips. That's what it is. Okay. Mm-hmm. So I went with Arby's.
Okay. I had a blowout here. I had Cane's winning by like 30. If I had a blowout.
I had Cane's as well.
I also had Cane's, but I would not initially have put Cane's at the 3 seed.
All right. I guess I should have been saying the seeds, shouldn't I? Okay. Then the next one, sixth seed Panera or Popeyes is at 11. And I picked Panera.
Panera for sure. And I think another thing to keep in mind is Panera breakfast is legit too.
I have never had Popeyes. I don't even know what that is.
It's chicken.
Do you know what Popeyes is?
Yeah. No. All right, then I'm going Panera.
Small town Illinois.
I've seen, I've not had Popeyes either, but I've at least seen advertisements for it.
Yeah. We do have a Popeyes where I'm from, Jefferson City, Missouri, but I've never had it. So I'm going to go with Panera.
Jeez, guy who made this bracket is terrible.
Okay, 7 seed Taco Bell to 10 seed Wingstop. Obviously, these people sitting at the desk know I'm picking Taco Bell.
Yeah, I had to pick Taco Bell. It's legit. But Wingstop, that one kind of hurt my heart because I love Wingstop. The ranch there is.
Agreed.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, it's real ranch. It's not that sour.
It's legit. Oh, yeah. My gosh.
Nice. Yeah.
I have Taco Bell.
I also have Taco Bell.
You know, we should also do a bracket, like a bracket for lunch and then a bracket like at 1 a.m.
Yeah, I think everyone would say Taco Bell.
Yeah, Taco Bell is winning that.
That's the only one that's open though till 1 a.m. or 3, whatever it is.
All right. Number 2, Chipotle or 15 McDonald's. Chipotle for me.
Yeah, I think this is as big of a blowout as you get. I mean, Chipotle is just so fresh, good. McDonald's, terrible, awful. McDonald's breakfast might be decent, but Chipotle all the way.
With that being said, I am going McDonald's.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
You're
I know, but here's the thing.
Underdog.
I can only have Chipotle so much. And I feel like with McDonald's, there's a variety of things you can get. And sometimes I just want a large Sprite from McDonald's, and that's where I'm going. So I feel like I have it more. And we don't have a Chipotle here in Quincy. So I'm going to have to go McDonald's.
Yeah, I am missing Chipotle while we're here in Quincy.
For real.
But I'm going Chipotle on this one, but I understand what Katie's saying about the Sprite. Because for some reason, McDonald's Sprite is like just...
So true.
It's like extra fizzy. I don't know.
It's amazing.
So
really?
If you've never had it, I would go.
I don't think I've ever ordered that.
Oh, you should.
I did have an issue with McDonald's in high school. So not in Quincy. It was not here. But And I just... You just can't get past that. But anyway. Okay, Elite Eight. So now we have Papa John's and Culver's. I went Culver's.
I had Chick-fil-A versus Culver's, and I took Chick-fil-A.
I have Chick-fil-A versus Qdoba, and I have Chick-fil-A.
I have Chick-fil-A and Qdoba, and I'm going to go with Chick-fil-A. You can't mess it up.
All right. Next, I had Jimmy John's and Five Guys, and I went with Jimmy John's.
I had Panda Express and Five Guys, and I took Five Guys.
I've got Jimmy John's and Domino's. Of course, Jimmy John's.
I've got Jimmy John's and Five Guys, and I'm going to go with Jimmy John's.
All right. Arby's, Panera. I got Panera.
I had Cane's, Panera, and I went with Cane's.
I have Cane's and Panera. This was a hard one for me.
It was.
Because, again, it just depends on how you're feeling. But
at noon or at 1 a.m. Yes,
exactly. Right. And I'm choosing the opposite. So I'm going to go Cane's, though.
I have Cane's and Panera, and I'm going to go with Panera. Neither are my favorite, but I'm just, I don't know. I've never been, like, the biggest fan of Cane's, so.
Okay. Honesty is good. All right. Next up, Chipotle and Taco Bell. Obviously, Taco Bell.
I took Chipotle over Taco Bell.
Here. Oh, just no.
The ingredients, so much better, fresher. It's actual real meat.
Well, but there's that.
I've never had Chipotle at 1 a.m., so maybe I missed it out.
I'm choosing McDonald's over Taco Bell. Kind of a hot take.
I have Chick-fil-A versus... Wait, are we on the bottom part of the bracket?
Yeah.
Sorry, I got lost. I have Panera versus Chipotle. Obviously, I'm going Chipotle.
Or Taco Bell or Wingstop.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Who did you pick between Taco Bell and Chipotle? I picked Chipotle because I love their sour cream and guac.
Okay. I think I messed my... Oh, I didn't do this right. Oh, yes, I did. There it is. Okay. Final four. I know. You stare at it long enough, you're like, what is happening? Final four, I have Culver's and Jimmy John's and Panera and Taco Bell. So just do the whole final four, your whole final four.
Yeah, we just did.
Then we just did eight.
That was eight.
Yeah. I know, but we said the winners. That means those people are in there. So just do the finish your bracket. Who do you have in the finals?
Okay. In my finals, it's between Taco Bell and Culver's.
Okay. And then I had my finals. I had Chick-fil-A over Five Guys and Chipotle over Cane. So my finals was Chick-fil-A versus Chipotle and the fast food March Madness Bowl.
Mine would be Jimmy John's over Cane's. I've got Jimmy John's winning the whole thing, guys.
Yeah, you do.
My final four, I have Chick-fil-A, Jimmy John's, Chipotle, and Panera. And I have Chipotle over Panera, Chick-fil-A over Jimmy John's, and my final winner would be Chipotle.
Dang, see? Yeah, I had Chick-fil-A winning all the way. My one reason, though, Chick-fil-A breakfast, the hash browns. Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness. You never had them?
They have hash browns?
Oh, no, see?
I only had the chicken strips or whatever.
What? No. You need to get the little chicken biscuit with an ice-cold Dr. Pepper if you're a Dr. Pepper person.
In the morning.
8 o'clock in the morning.
8 o'clock.
Yeah.
So we
if
have
you're a Diet Coke person, I mean, I'm sure it's good too.
Now I got to try this Sprite. Got to try this hash browns. We have Chick-fil-A, Taco Bell, Jimmy John's, and Chipotle. Winning the whole thing. But each of us winning. I don't know how we determined the final winner. Because we know it's Taco Bell.
Maybe at 1 a.m.
Hey, I love me some Taco Bell too. They just have a lot of variety. But like you say, sometimes it's all the same thing.
It is all the same, just prepared differently.
Yeah,
that's your favorite thing to say.
I know, but doesn't it make sense?
It does. I mean, I say grilled cheese burrito, something crazy. But I feel like if I don't have sauce with it, I can't eat Taco Bell plain. I need at least 2 to 3 sauces per burrito slash taco,
sauce.
Or a fire, whichever one. But
100%.
I don't do sauce.
All righty. Thank you for listening to the QU podcast at Quincy University. We are part of the QU Media Podcast Network, and you can find us at qumedia.net and on social media. I'm your host, Emma Stieferman, joined by Katie Flint and Tristan Graham. Thanks for listening and have a great day.